Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hello guys, today we're making hot cross buns.
So the ingredients for hot cross buns are 500 grams of strong white flour, and you need a little extra for flouring the surface to knead the dough. And then you need 10 grams of salt, 75 grams of caster sugar, 10 grams of yeast, that's instant yeast, which you can buy in small sachets, 40 grams of butter, unsalted, which slightly softened, 2 medium-sized eggs, which have been beaten, 100 millilitres of warm milk, 120 millilitres of cool water, 150 grams of sultanas. Today we are dividing the mixture to do sultana buns and chocolate chip buns. So we've got 75 grams of sultanas and 75 grams of chocolate chips. But if you wanted to do all hot cross buns, that's 150 grams of sultanas. You need 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon and 40 grams of mixed chopped peel. Again, if you're dividing and or doing an alternative, we've got 40 grams of mixed chopped peel for the sultana buns. And then to make the crosses on the top of the buns, you need 75 grams of plain flour and 75 millilitres of water.
You can make it any other way, like put icing or use a very small knife to cut the bread.
That's right, as an alternative to the crosses on the top, but we'll come back to that later.
Yeah.
So the first stage is to make the dough. So we've got the 500 grams of flour in a bowl, and we're going to add to that the caster sugar and the salt to one side of the bowl, and then to the other side of the bowl we've got the yeast in the packet, so we're going to add that to the other side of the bowl with the flour in. And then we are going to add the butter. And then the eggs, which we've beaten with a fork in a small dish. That's 2 medium-sized eggs beaten. So we'll add those into the bowl with the flour. And then we add the milk, which we've warmed in the microwave.
You can do it in the oven if you want.
Well, it takes, yeah, it'd be a bit tricky in the oven. It's,
yeah.
But you can.
If you don't have a microwave, you would have to do it on the stove.
In a small pan. It's only a small amount of water, so. And then we're going to add half of the water. And then we'll add some more in a little while. So then the next thing is to bring all those ingredients together in the bowl. So it all comes together. It will be a bit gloopy to start with, but as we bring it all together, it will all come together nicely. So we just mix that round. Moving the bowl around as you go, and collecting the flour on the side of the bowl.
Pause it. See you in a sec. It's plain.
So we've brought all the mixture together to make a nice dough ball. And we've added a small amount of water as we go, the rest of the water that was remaining. If it goes too soggy, you can add a little bit more flour to make sure that it's a soft dough but not too soggy. So we're now going to take that out of the bowl onto a lightly floured work surface, which we've got here. And we're going to knead the dough, which means sitting in a ball, use the heels of our hands and use our fingers to pull it back.
And do this for 5 minutes or 10.
And then we turn it 90 degrees and knead again. And as Freddie says, we need to do this for 5 to 10 minutes. So we'll continue with that.
And we'll see you in a second. Welcome back.
So we've now got our dough, which we've kneaded for about 10 minutes. So it's what's it looking like, Freddie?
It looks like a little desert planet. If it doesn't look like that, or if it's a different colour, you've done something wrong.
So it's nice and smooth, it's all
cooked
together.
11:10.
Right, so we need to now put that into a bowl, which is clean, but with oil around the edges. So we just pour some vegetable oil in, and we're just rubbing that around the edge of the bowl. And then we can place the dough ball into that oil, lightly oiled bowl, and we're going to cover with a tea towel. Nice clean tea towel, that is. And we're going to leave that to rise, and we need to cover, leave that for about an hour.
We'll see you at about 10 minutes past 12.
that's our time. Leave it for an hour to double in size, and we'll come back.
See you there in a sec.
So we're back after leaving the dough to rise, but we've left it for a good hour and a half. So we're going to take it out of the bowl, and because we're doing two different varieties, we're going to chop our dough into half, like that. Yeah. So in one half, excuse me, we're going to add the cinnamon. We just sprinkle that onto the dough. And we're going to add the sultanas. And we're just going to mix that in. And get it all into the nice even spread around the mixture. Have we dropped any sultanas, Freddie?
A few. Quite a lot on the counter.
Right, so we need to make sure they all go into the dough.
And
what
it should
smell like, Freddie?
Cinnamon-y. Can I just have a look at the thing?
What?
No.
Oh, this?
It should look brownish.
Yeah, well, we've got lots of sultanas in it now. So we're just mixing all that in. And then when we've got those in, we can add in the mixed peel as well. Just again, just making sure we get it evenly. So just put a little bit on at a time and then move the dough around. And make sure you get all that incorporated into the mix. And then this is going to go back into the bowl again. And we'll then leave it to rise for another hour.
And a half. Maybe.
Just for an hour this time, just to let the yeast work and to rise and double in size.
Yeah.
So we're just squashing in the little bits that have escaped.
Yeah. Oh, there's some here.
Can you pick those?
I'll push them a bit closer.
There we go. So we're going to put those in. Just again, just making sure they're all incorporated.
We're such a mum.
So once you've got the ingredients that you're putting into the hot cross buns, whether that be the fruit or in half our case the chocolate chips.
Well, we're doing fruit and chocolate chip.
We're doing some of each, yeah. So we're then going to return that to the bowl and cover again and leave for another hour. So we'll be back when that's done.
See you in a sec.
Okay, so we're back now after leaving the dough to rise again for an hour. So this time we're going to take the ball of dough out, or in our case both of the balls, and we're going to fold it inwardly just until all the air comes out. just massaging it in, and then I can show you just bring it in and turn it and in again.
That's a lovely smell.
Does it smell nice, Freddy?
Which one is this?
So this is our chocolate one, chocolate chip one.
Yeah.
So we're just getting all the air out, and then when you've done that, you need to cut it into, well, in our case, 6 pieces. But if you doing the whole quantity, it goes into 12.
Yeah, because 2 lots of 6 is 12.
That's right. So once you've got your pieces, 12 pieces.
Or 6 in our case.
Yeah. Just equally chopping those, and then we roll those into balls. So round, round shape. You do one.
No, because I do like.
And then we're going to place those fairly close together on a tray.
Oh, this is nice.
You feel nice?
Yeah. It's smooth, a smoothish texture.
So once you've got those done, you can place those onto and placed onto a tray.
Is that good enough?
That's good. And once they're on the tray, you then need to place it into a bag, a plastic bag, which we have here.
It's a Lolo answer bag.
Giving all our secrets away. And then we slide that inside the bag and leave again to rise for an hour. And it needs to double in size.
Oh, that means it's tripled in size since when we started.
This stage is more important for it to double in size. So we just need to keep it wrapped up in the plastic bag and let it to do its work. Okay, so we'll come back for the next stage once that's happened. Okay, so now we're going to do the final stage. So we've taken the buns out from under the plastic bag. They've had a good hour to rise, and they've certainly doubled in size. So now it's time to put the crosses on the buns.
And we've made our own piping.
We've got our own piping bag, yes. So we've got a homemade piping bag, which is made out of greaseproof paper.
And sellotape.
Yeah, we've just taped it. What we've done is we've got a large square of double thickness greaseproof paper, and we've rolled it corner to corner like you would like for a bouquet of flowers or an ice cream cone. So it needs to be that sort of shape. With a gap at the bottom that you could probably fit your little finger just inside in the tip.
Can I do that?
Can you get your finger?
So about a child's little finger.
That's right. So that's ready. And we need to make a paste. So that's a flour and water paste. So you need 75 grams of plain flour and 75 millilitres of water. So we've just put that into a little plastic cup. And we're just mixing it up. And it needs to be quite a thick paste, a bit like wallpaper paste. That's how they stick wallpaper on the walls.
Ah.
So we're going to push the paste into the piping bag.
I'm letting my mum do this.
It's a bit messy.
Yeah, I don't mind messy, but I don't like getting my hands messy.
So we'll just push it in gently with a spoon. Get quite a bit in. And then we can always squeeze it down when we need to.
Looks like a weird melted ice cream.
It does. You wouldn't want to eat. Well,
don't eat it for.
It's not going to do you any harm, but it's not very nice, I wouldn't have thought.
Nope.
Not as nice as ice cream.
Probably not as nice.
Okay, so we'll just squeeze that down the bag. You may have your own piping bag, which would be a bit easier.
Yeah.
And we'll just do a cross onto each of the buns. And we need to preset the oven. So So one cross on that. So preset the oven to 220 degrees Celsius.
Oh, gas mark.
Seven. And we then, once you've got your crosses on your buns, you can then place those in the oven for 20 minutes and leave those to cook.
You know,
so put them into the oven and we'll return once they're cooked. So we're back now to take the buns out of the oven. First tray out, being very careful. What do they look like, Freddie?
They look lovely.
Right, so we're going to put those onto a cooling tray. So we just need to get a fish slice to just lift them gently off the baking tray so we don't burn our fingers. Onto the cooling rack. And they're looking golden brown, are they, Freddie?
Yeah.
And the crosses are whiter.
They look excellent.
Mm-hmm. So these are our chocolate ones.
Yes.
And then we'll take out the sultana ones. So that's it really for your hot cross buns. Hope you have a go and hope you have as much fun as we've had and enjoy.
Enjoy, yep.
Okay, and we'll see you next set. Well, we'll be back with another session soon.
Bye!
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.